Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 21st day of June, longest day of the year. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning all you Travis Tritt fans and everybody out there enjoying the daylight in Carrollton. The hours of daylight.
Yeah.
Up in Carrollton.
Out in Carrollton?
Yeah.
I put my hand over my heart. I got my gear on, too, man.
Yeah.
From the alma mater.
I forgot that. Yeah.
I got my stuff on today.
Yeah.
Nice. I got on my cap, got on my shirt, representing University of West Georgia Wolves.
Okay.
We're talking about Carrollton. What's that?
Well, she's giving her thumbs up, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You going to do a song for us? The West Georgia alma mater. You're breaking in like that.
You do it like that, man. You talking about Travis Tritt? Shout out to Sprayberry High School. I think he's a Sprayberry grad.
Oh,
yeah.
I know Sprayberry quite well.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
A couple folks that went there. The Gillespie girls.
Greg, quick question.
Oh, yes.
Travis Tritt said he was trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Does that remind you of being a DJ on a cruise ship?
Yeah, that reminds me of a number of things.
I just thought about it when he said it. I was like, that sounds like Greg's life.
Yeah.
How about that?
I've tripped and fallen into a number of things, and I'm like an opportunity. I'm Forrest Gump, basically. Can you run like that?
Do you play ping pong?
I'm pretty good at.
What are you good at?
I'm pretty fast. Okay. I can play ping pong.
Play ping pong?
I can't play like that. They're not going to send me to China to play ping pong.
Can you jog for all them days? You go out and run?
No, I can't run like that. I've met a president.
Okay.
I didn't help Elvis with his moves or Michael Jackson.
You need to go to Savannah and sit on the park bench.
Yeah.
Although if you go there, the actual bench faces in a different direction than it does in the movie. And they had to move the real bench because people started coming down and writing their names. You know how people do.
Mm-hmm.
When they found out, they had to put that in a museum. It's in a place in Savannah where you can go and see the actual bench that was used for the movie.
Okay.
But they got some different benches there in that little town, part of the town square by the movie theaters there and everything, just like the movie.
And if you go to Navy Pier in Chicago, when you walk in, there's a dude on the bench who's dressed as Forrest Gump. And there is a restaurant, at least it used to be, I haven't been there in a minute, but the first restaurant as you enter Navy Pier is Bubba Gump's.
Ah.
So outside of Navy Pier, there's a dude who sits there in the suit with the little briefcase and his Curious George book. And you can take pictures with them. Kids are taking pictures with them all day. Are we ready for our guest?
Yeah, we do.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to just once again thank everybody for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. And Mr. Crenshaw, would you please do
that? We always talk about things that are happening locally, things that are going on now, things that are coming up. And this is something I think you're going to enjoy, Greg, because we're talking golf and you enjoy golf. And next week, Howard University, their golf team will be here in Atlanta. A big celebration, really called Bison at the Beach Golf Classic. The Atlanta edition, because we don't have a beach here in Atlanta, at least not to my knowledge. But maybe the person we're going to talk to can tell us where there's a beach here in Atlanta, because he's lived here for a time. Coach Samper, you're welcome to weekend mornings. How you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Great to talk with you. Talk about this event and how you guys end up coming to Atlanta for this event next weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's funny. I mean, your comments are spot on. Yeah, so we call it Bison at the Beach. I named it Bison at the Beach because I started it in California out of Pebble Beach. And after I did it, I started doing it at Pebble. And then when I decided to move it around to different places, I just said I kept the same branding, Bison at the Beach. But then I said ATL, or Atlanta Edition. And last year I did it, I had the DMV Edition. We did it in the D.C. area.
Talk
so
a little bit.
Atlanta, for me, for me, Atlanta was like an easy one. I mean, number one, I started a lot of my career out in Atlanta at Eastlake when I was running a junior golf academy right when we started to change that neighborhood. So I wanted to culminate 6 years of the program with the place where I started, honestly. And I couldn't think of a better place than Atlanta and Eastlake.
Wow. Talking about Howard University Athletics. And they are social. You can always find them at HU Bison Sports, at HU Bison Sports. You talk about the time here in Atlanta and your attachment to this city, a city that has three former mayors that are Howard University grads.
Absolutely.
Talk about this time here, what you're able to do at Eastlake, and really a correlation between what you continue to do now, coaching at a level in HBCU like Howard University.
Well, I tell you what, it's been pretty exciting because what happened was my time in Atlanta was pretty amazing. I wrote a book called Diamonds in the Rough by Samuel Perrier. And I tell you what, the book was about my experience at Eastlake with some of the youth. For me, it was pretty much my litmus test. I went into Atlanta. I went to that program, which was brand new at the time. And I wanted to see if my methodology on working with young people would work. And what that meant was it took a lot of what I had been, you know, given as a kid, being raised in Winston-Salem. And that's where I know your name from Greensboro.
Okay.
But that being said, I realized that if you take kids, regardless of the community, regardless of the poverty, and you pour into them resources, then the most incredible things can come out of it. And so doing that at Eastlake proved I took a lot of young kids, developed them. They became really, really good stewards. They became good golfers. They went off to college to play golf. And for me, when I realized that it worked, I left Atlanta and went to coach at Stanford. So that was my first coaching job. So for me, right now where I am at Howard, is just a byproduct of starting in Atlanta and incorporating a lot of those same tangential beliefs and resources and things like that. And at Howard, we've been able to have an incredible program, including, you know, back-to-back NCAA appearances, three conference championships in the last 5 years. We've done some amazing things in such a short amount of time.
Your weekend coming up, and folks, we're talking with Coach Sam Perrier, the coach of Howard University's golf program. You got a number of activities coming up, but one thing you want to do, once again, is touch the youth. You're going to have a youth clinic next Saturday, right?
Yes, we're going to do a clinic over at Sugar Creek Golf and Tennis Club in Atlanta. And part of, you know, my inner being, I love working with young people and I believe in giving back. And so I wanted to do a free clinic for the youth. And I wanted to give them an opportunity, number one, just to see what this could be. Number two, be able to ask as many questions as they, I mean, some of these kids and parents, unfortunately, you don't know what you don't know. And this gives them an opportunity to ask me any and every question. And yet to bring it full circle, I'll have four or five of my Eastlake young people who are now in their 30s come out and assist some of my players and my assistant coaches. So there'll be a ton of us out there working with kids. We'll have at least 100, 115 young people from all different parts of metro Atlanta coming out to Sugar Creek for a free golf clinic.
Coach Perrier joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I'm sitting here listening to you and Sam go back and forth and thinking about this venture that you're in and the sponsors that hopefully will come and be a part of this. And I was thinking, he's in Atlanta. There's a logical extension that maybe you haven't called. Maybe I have. I think that they should be tapped into Ted's, you know, the Ted Turner place with Bison Burgers. You know what I mean? That you need to get some salespeople over there for
Ted's
that.
Ted's Montana Grill.
Ted's Montana Grill, that's it, with the Bison Burgers. We're going to have an event. Oh, that would be perfect. Anyway, that's just me being a barber.
If somebody is listening and they have access, hit me up, let me know, and let's get some Bison Burgers and make it happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what I really wanted to know, when you think back as we sit here in 2025, you started this during the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
What
did.
Must and, I mean, really, when you think back and go, what was I thinking then? But you've done it. You are here in 2025. But the challenges, other than the obvious, that you went through starting it then.
Yeah, beyond, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, the COVID and dealing with some of the pandemic was pretty serious because what happened was, number one, parents weren't too keen on sending their kids off to college. Number one, two, brand new program. People are thinking, well, what in the world? Like, how is this going to work? You know, access and acclimation and all that type of stuff. So the pandemic came off as a huge negative on the front end. But then I'll also say the pandemic actually was a benefit as well, because what it did, because golf was so slow, the first year when we started, we were able to move at our own pace since everything was shut down. So we didn't have, you know, we could pick and choose and cherry pick events the first year. So I didn't have to force the women's team to participate. I mean, I knew we could, we didn't have a full year to recruit. We hadn't really had a lot of time to practice. So basically what I did is I cherry picked events to get us, you know, slowly acclimated to coming out to play. And it really set up well for us at the end. So although it appeared on the front end to be a negative, it actually turned into an incredible positive. I try to turn lemons into lemonade. And so we were able to do that, and we just kept it, made it pretty sweet.
Talking with Coach Sam Perrier from Howard University, and the thing we haven't talked about yet, I just touched on, is a person who lent their brand to this program and what it means to have somebody like Steph Curry step up and say, hey, I want to support this golf program at this HBCU, and what some things that as his association has allowed you to do.
Yeah, Stephen Curry is amazing. And I tell you what, I'm always willing to give credit where credit is due. So Stephen met a young man on campus, kid named Otis Ferguson IV. And, you know, he was on campus doing a screening for one of his films. And yet, as he's walking out, here's a young man say, hey, let's get around and golf in. And that incredibly piqued his interest. And once they developed a relationship, Otis was able to explain to Stephen and say, hey, you know, we're a top 25 business school in the country. We're a top 90 academic institution. Forget the letters that we place on the front end of this. He said, this is an ideal spot for a great golf program. And Stephen actually agreed. And as things would materialize, no one realized that I had met him before and played golf with him. And it just, everything just fell into place. You know, he knew the Stanford folks and lives really, really close to the campus. Well, that's where I started. And so everything just literally fell into place. And we put a proper set of fundamentals and foundation in place to make it happen. But Stephen has been great. I mean, and this is what I love about him the most. He cares. It's not about writing a check. Some people think he's given a check and fully funded our program. That's not true. He's created a vested interest in these young people. When these kids play well or do well in school, he's calling some of these kids. He's FaceTiming them. He knows how they're doing. When he was in town, he makes an effort to just come by. He wanted to work out with the kids. He wanted to see them. He's texting me and calling me, hey, man, how things going, you know, with so-and-so and so-and-so. So he has a vested interest. It's not about money. It's not about writing a check. And that's what I like about it the most. It's too easy for somebody to write a check and never have any level of involvement. But he's not that guy.
Yeah.
He has a vested interest in helping the young people and helping dreams come true. One thing he said to me, he said, hey, Coach, he said, I really believe, I think you guys can serve as the North Star for a lot of the mid-majors and a lot of HBCUs. And he said, based on what I know, you know how to do it. You've been involved with programs. You helped put programs together. He said, you doing that, you got the academic backing. He said, if you do that, I guarantee you can become the North Star for so many to follow. And 6 years later, right now, he's exactly right.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's called Bison at the Beach Golf Classic Atlanta Edition. We're wrapping up with Coach Sam Perrier. You got the youth clinic coming up on that Saturday of next week. Sunday, you got an experience at the Porsche facility down in Hatfield. And then on Monday, you have a tournament. Can people still get involved with this?
Yeah, I think like right now we also have the one thing left out. We also have a day party right now that's going to happen next Saturday after we conclude the clinic. So if anyone is interested, they can call me at 202-430-0141. If they have an interest in the day party, please call me at 202-430-0141, and I can give them all the information on how to come out to the day party, support the program. Proceeds will go towards the golf program. So we would love to have them come out and support us, and that's from 4 to 9 next Saturday.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you here in town next weekend. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thank you, guys. Enjoy your Saturday.
All right. That is Coach Sam Perrier.
Thanks. Bye, Bison.
Bison at the Beach.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if we can find somebody that got them. I got a number for somebody
okay,
over
there. Okay. Ted's Bison. It seems like a logical extension, right?
It does.
In every event, you got Bison Burgers. Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.